what I read in the media to be true. It's just what the only thing I have available. So that's that. If you follow me on Twitter, you know that I retweet a lot of these stories that come up on.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day. We are giving you all the evidence based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about
Radio Mysterioso.
Microphone? Oh, there we go. There we go, that one. It's always a surprise here in this studio. Yes, back doing the show for the joy of doing radio. Is it a joy? Yeah, I guess so. It's Radio Mysterio, so back from 2 weeks ago. Back from the dead? I don't know. Adjusting all the knobs. I just went and bought myself a professional-looking microphone holder for the studio, like the kind they actually have in radio studios, the one that has the spring-loaded arm on it. But I'm scared to leave it here because I know somebody's going to break it. As soon as somebody looks at it, they're going to break it. It'll just take one look from one of the more destructive DJs in here to screw it up. So I guess I'm going to have to take it with me, which is a little inconvenient, but I guess it's going to have to be that way. Otherwise, I know I'm going to be sorry. I just know I'm going to be sorry when I walk in and it's broken or gone or something. Let's see. I wasn't here last week. Why wasn't I here? I can't remember. Oh, I was at Don Ecker's birthday party. So that I was there till about 11:30 at night on a school night, which wasn't too smart, but it was fun. So if you have a request or want to talk, or I'm typing things at the same time I'm request, want to talk, want to complain, start your own show, call in 213-252-0998. I've been saving up some music over the last few weeks. It's probably been a couple of months since I played music, so I guess that's a whole nother audience. Let's see. I got it. There's a new Messerchoops album that I didn't know about, one of my favorite bands. Let's see. Hey, I ought to start with this one. This one is very good. It's called Twin Peaks Twist, and it sounds almost exactly like you think it would sound. not only a little bit like, but exactly like this.
Thank you.
pause. There's a new version of this. Well, better version. Better sounding.
Gonzalez has a pretty young daughter. She says she need me this Friday night. her tender lips.
Her tender lips
are hotter than chili. But her father, he's such a square. So please don't tell Jose I'm coming, or he'd be waiting to catch me there. Last night I dreamed about Rosita. I dream I take her to be my wife. But then I dream about her father. I dream he caught me with his knife. I dream he caught me 6-inch shoulder, so I run back across the border. When he tried to cut my liver, I swing back fast across the river. My life won't be worth a peso. That's what I hear Jose say so.
Her tender lips
are hotter than chili, but to kiss them I don't dare. I'm staying out of Tijuana. Jose Gonzalez waits for me there. He tried to cut me 6-inch shorter, so I run back across the border. When he tried to cut my liver, I swing back fast across the river. My life won't be worth the peso. That's what I hear Jose say so. Woo! Woo! I'm staying out of Tijuana, and I'm not going to climb up over the mountain either. Woo! I just have to find a pretty girl in Del Rio, El Paso, San Antonio, San Diego, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Alberta, Canada, Saskatchewan, Alaska, the South Pole.
Here's a that working? I had a request for calling occupants of interplanetary craft from our friend Mick. Oh, God, it's 7 minutes long. If I can't stand it, I'll turn it off. But this is the original by Klaatu from, I believe, the early 70s. Oh, there's birds and stuff at the beginning. We don't want to hear the stupid birds. Oh, 30 seconds of birds. Oh, there we go. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. The original.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Mick is just emailing me. There's a band called the Ant Ward, which sounds like it's from South Africa, which is where Mick is from, with something called Enter the Ninja. Let's see what this sounds like. Uh-oh. Stop that. There we go. Oh, wait, maybe they're from Germany. It's DR.
I am your butterfly. I need your protection. Be my samurai. I am your butterfly. I need your protection. Need your protection.
I'm a ninja. Yo, my life is like a video game. My main thing when I'm in the zone. One player, one life in the mark. I'm with a dog.
Go, ninja. Go.
No fucking it out. I'm cutting down anyone I'm apart. Trying to fuck up my game with razor sharp. Political throw starts. Get my flows on. Horse. Wild out of control, ninja scope for fuck the roof. Dow, rough rounds, the tough times, red fuck all course. Scrawl, till I hit 777 at the ATM, straight famine of feast. When you're living on the razor edge, stay sharp, sharp, rolling with the SOS. High energy, you never seen Zeph so fresh. When we mark, check hard, deck flows flex. Yo, we off the must, stuck not, fuck in the press. We not like the rest, my style is UFO. Totally unknown, you can't fuck with my new Zeph flow. I'm hard to miss, you're going to this, you're going to that. You fucking who said so? I do it a lot, too hot to handle, too cold to hold. You can't fuck with the chosen one. I want to knock your arm, a ninja. Fuck with my Game Boy or I'll boost you. Life is stuff when I get stuck on my diamonds up. I boost through till I break, break, break on through to the other side. Fantastically poor with patience like a stalker. Ninja is hard core. Been cut so deep, feel no pain, is not sore. Don't ask for cocko, you get what you ask for. I'm like a wild animal in the corner, waiting for the break of dawn, trying to get through the knot. Just a man with the will to survive. My blade swing free, decapitate a hater with amazing ease. This is not a game, boy, don't play with me. I work more mark saber like a wild fucking savage from the dark side. Danger, yin through the yang. Totally hot deck ninjas, motherfucking big in Japan. I seen the future, but I never got nothing in my hand. Except a microphone, big dreams, and a plan. Fly talking, skywalking like a ninja. This is like the coolest song I ever heard in my whole life. Fuck all of you who said I wouldn't make it. They said I was a loser. They said I was a no one. They said I was a fucking psycho. But look at me now, all up in the interweb. Worldwide, 2009, Futurista, Enter the Ninja, Yo Landy Fusser. DJ Hot Deck, you fucking aren't good. It's my name. I'm a ninja. Yo, I'm a ninja. Yo, I'm a ninja. A motherfucking ninja.
your feet. What the hire money to make ends meet? Who found the money when you pay the rent? Did you think the money was heaven sent? Friday nights are rather to suitcase. Sunday morning clapping like a new one. Monday just learned to die at bootlace.
She hung around.
Lady Madonna, baby at your breast. Won the high old money to feel the
music playing in your head. Tuesday afternoon, never ending. When the morning paper didn't come, Southern Iron stockings needed mending.
See how they're
children at feet, wonder how man is to make it.
Yeah, one more Japanese Beatles song.
Wakarudaro, you know, kono kimochi ga, you know, so sa. 今恋を見つけたあの子はね you know 誰よりも you know 可愛い今恋を見つけたみんなに言いたいのさあの子と僕のこと何でもね you know してやりたい you know 僕さ今恋を見つけた誰よりも you know 可愛い今恋を見つけたみんなに言いたいのさあの子と僕の子と何でもね you know してやりたい you know 僕さ今恋を見つけた今恋を見つけた今恋を見つけた
That wasn't the one I was looking for. I think this is the one I was looking for. It's very weird. Yeah, this is it. This version of Please Please Me is my favorite cover.
You don't
lousy day was yesterday. Only yesterday my skies were blue. Daddy broke my favorite Beatle record, and he made me get a haircut too. Only yesterday I went to school. Teachers said I acted like a fool. Asked me who cut down the cherry tree. I said, teacher dear, it wasn't me. All my luck is bad, my life is just one big mistake. I'd go out and hang myself, but I know the rope would break. What a lousy day was yesterday. Daddy gave my little doll away. They bought a brand new home and left me flat. And they won't even tell me where it's at. Day late and a dollar short, my life has been like this. I'd go out and shoot myself, but I know that I would miss. Only yesterday I learned my lesson. Always keep on hoping for the best. If you ever need a friend, just try and find one. Cause a friend in need ain't nothing but a pest. What a lousy day was yesterday. What a lousy day was yesterday. What a lousy day was yesterday.
Don't you tell me to smile. Make us be kind of so versatile. in the left and shout. Don't you tell me to smile. From the hunch you never out to the now. Don't you tell me to smile. I brought the marathon to the very last mile. Don't you tell me to smile. Well, if you battle me, I will revive. People always say my style is wild. You got gold, you got gout.
My blood runs cold. My memory has just been sold. My angel is the centerfold.
Angel of the gunfire.
My blood runs cold.
I did. You gave up drinking?
No, but I thought about it.
Aww.
Oh, y'all go away and leave me alone. Everybody's trying to get me to quit drinking. My wife says the only reason she didn't get me a birthday present is because she don't know how to gift wrap a saloon. And my doctor says if I don't quit drinking, it's gonna kill me. But I know a whole lot more old drunks than I do old doctors. Even the Red Cross has been bugging me. They turned down my blood donation because they said they found an olive in it. Well, if they didn't put olives in them drinks, I'd starve to death.
Here come the elephants, two by two. A pink little pachyderm's following you. It's about time you started thinking about giving up all your drinking.
Well, I may have to give it up if I can't get a better job. Do you realize the cost of living is up 27 cents a fifth? Well, I ought to be able to do better in employment because I graduated from college magna cum loaded. Speaking of being loaded, I've been here in this same bar drinking all day long. Hey, bartender.
Yep.
What time is it?
It's 1 minute after 12 midnight.
After midnight, eh? Well, bottoms up. First one today.
Here come the elephants, two by two. Pink little pachyderms following you. It's about...
A ba 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 ran. A ba 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 ran.
When little even Annie talks, it always come out this way. Well, I got a girl named Annie, and she's mine, oh mine. But when she gets excited, she has an awful time. Cause when I call her on the phone and ask her for a date, before I get an answer, I always have to wait. Cause she goes,
pick me up at 8.
Well, I took Annie riding, and we went to the park. We ended up in a lover's lane, sitting in the dark. I asked Annie for a kiss as I looked in her eyes. And by the time she answered, I'd already kissed her twice. Cause she went,
sure was nice.
I took her to a restaurant
Give me a piece of pie.
They used to laugh at Annie because she eats that way. It took at least an hour to hear what she had to say. But things aren't like they used to be. Nobody's laughing now, 'cause everybody's even, and Annie shows us how we all go.
My God, it's Little Eve and Annie by Joe Perkins. Just found that a couple weeks ago. I like that song. It's kind of nervous inducing. It just makes you feel weird. Let's do the back announce for the last hour of the show. And thanks to everybody communicating with me on Facebook here. Adam Gorightly, Julia Kirsten, Mick Taylor, Paul Kimball. Glad you're listening and enjoying it. Actually, Paul, I don't know if he's enjoying it because he hasn't said anything in a while. He has a couple requests, which we will get to in the second hour. It's starting off the first hour is the Messer Choops with Twin Peaks Twist, and then Moriarty Woogie, and finally Occult Apothecary, 24-Hour Occult Apothecary. That's the name of the song. That's off the newest one called, what's the name of it? Heretic Channel. And it's not the best they've done. There's only about three on there that I really like, and I played, I think, the three that I like. Ted Cassidy with a nice version of The Lurch. Nice version, meaning I got to download a little better, higher resolution version of that. The flip side of that, which I may play, is called Wesley. It's pretty good. It's Ted Cassidy not being Lurch, just talking a song. Jesse Lee Turner, who also had the hit with Little Space Girl, did a song called The Voice Changing Song. L. Claude, that's all it's credited as, something called Tijuana Border. We love those vaguely racist songs from the 50s. I don't even know if it's vague. See, at the time, it wasn't racist. It was just funny. Alan Morehouse with Blues in the Night, bachelor pad version of that. Klaatu with Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. That's the original version, later covered by the Carpenters, Langley School's Music Project. Oh, my God. Satan's Cheerleaders. A whole bunch of bands did that one. Then something sent from our pal Mick, a band called Diat Word with Enter the Ninja. I was told what Diat Word meant. It's Afrikaans. Means the answer. Of course. Uh-oh. Paul's typing me some messages. I'll check it out here in a minute. Kyoko Ito with Lady Madonna, or Lady Maduna, as they said in the song. Mayayuki Hori with I Feel Fine, and Michio Azusa with Please Please Me, all Beatles covers, obviously. Homer and Jethro, What a Lousy Day Was Yesterday. I'm sure people listening to the show know who Homer and Jethro were, or some people do. The Fugs, Doing All Right. Gorightly like that one a lot. RIAA, Record Industries, are anarchistic. Archaic. Record Industries are archaic. Intergalactic Centerfold, obviously a mashup of Centerfold and Intergalactic. By Jay Giles Band and Beastie Boys. Connie Francis, He's Just a Scientist. Johnny Bond, Here Come the Elephants. A band who I don't know the name of, so I just call them the German Beach Boys, with a cover of Barbara Ann. And then Little Eve and Annie by Joe Perkins. Right of Mysterio. So let's just go right into the second hour without any further ado. Was I going to play this again? I don't know if I want to play that again. What's this Star Trek by Billy Strange? What's that sound like? All right, this is okay. I'll leave it on. ¶¶
alone for a year. You know, you keep on nagging, baby. I'll be on my way. Oh, yeah. Once I said that I dug you, and now you want to hear it said every day. Okay. I love you. I love you. Is that what you want to hear? I love you, baby. I love you. Now go away and leave me alone for a year. And don't ever call me at the office no time and embarrass me to death. What if I did forget your birthday? Well, sister, you got a whole lot of them left. Oh, yeah. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. That's what you want to hear. I love you. I love you. Now leave me alone for a year. Shut up! I know you always tell me I love you too. Oh yeah. Well, one thing I'm gonna tell you, baby, right now. Put a smile on your face and keep your big mouth shut. You are nuts. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Is that what you wanna hear? I love you. I love you. Now go away and leave me alone.
Quiet town, just south of the Mexican border, there lived a lovely Juanita, a banana grower's daughter. She longed to sing at the opera, but her father laughed and made fun. Still, Juanita would sing each day in the fields, soon as her work was done. City in search of fortune and fame. It didn't take more than a couple of songs. She had won the world's acclaim. Her father back home was astounded. His Juanita Banana a star? He burned down his trees. He moved to the city and he bought himself a guitar.
Monotone, pleasure drone of mindless, witless, pseudo, new light, psycho, assault babble floods over us all as they hustle for silver to build a bridge to heaven or score a limo ride to the nearest street corner of earthly desire. A flood of spit rains on them. Call it holy water. soul grifters and time drifters, but they're no longer the heavy lifters. Independents, but they're not independent. Living in their Pluto towns with their Jupiter frowns, their faces like the aftermath of a nuclear weapons test. The irradiated chickens with their half-lives and half-wits have come home to roost on the new frontier. Pick a chimp, sit back in your easy chair, and watch them cluck.
Thank you. disse allo stregon che voglio bene a te. Io disse allo stregon che tu non mi vuoi ben. E che se allo stregon d'amore un elisir mi dissi. Mio stregone mi rassicurò, mi fece una pozion parola per parola, sicuro lo stregon di farti innamorar cantando. Quello che mi disse quel simpatico stregone, parola per parola seguirò. Se cantandoti così io spiegherò il tuo cuore, i baci poi darai tu solo a me. L'amico mio stregon mi dissi cosa far, se vincere ti voglio lo troppo ascoltar, perciò anche se strana canto la canzone, baby. Mio stregon mi dissi cosa fa, se vincere ti voglio lo troppo ascoltar, perciò anche se starà canto la canzone, baby.
There's a number one song in East Berlin today.
Don't fence me in.
What are you, some kind of nut?
Comrades, due to a sudden seizure, Happy Hans will be unable to continue. He will be replaced by Boris the Spinner, the people's disc jockey. And now, here is the new number one song in our fair city. I'm gonna knock on your door by the secret police.
I'm gonna knock on your door.
Here is a news bulletin. Our latest space missile mysteriously blew up on takeoff today. Sabotage is suspected. Communist headquarters wants to know.
Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb?
And now for a record glorifying our beautiful Siberia.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is...
You got to like it like that. And now for local news.
Good evening, comrades. It has been reported that a good party member has turned in his 8-year-old daughter for the sabotage of today's missile test. She admitted putting the ram in a lama-lama ding-dong.
The father of the little girl has dedicated this song to her somewhere in Siberia.
Take good care of my baby.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Comrade.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
If so, try Papa Nikita's chewing gum. It comes in four delicious flavors. Borscht, vodka, caviar, and halva. And for short time only, special offer. Send in 600 gum wrappers and you will receive absolutely nothing.
Our next song is dedicated to our great leader, Premier Khrushchev.
You must have been a beautiful baby. Just baby, won't you look at you now?
Uh-oh, here comes secret police. Goodbye, comrade wife. This is the people's disc jockey signing off with
my neighbor. Smile again.
Oh,
Okay, here's Paul's request. Gringo Like Me. Composed by Ennio Morricone.
Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. There's just one kind of man that you can trust. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Be the first one to fire. Every man is a liar. There's just one kind of man who tells the truth. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Don't be a fool for a smile or a kiss, or your bullet might miss. Keep your eye on your goal. There's just one rule that can save you your life. It's a hand on your knife and the devil in your soul. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. There's just one kind of man that you can trust. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. There's just one kind of man that you can trust. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Or a gringo like me. Or a gringo like me. Like me.
And if that won't, here's some women folks who will. Isn't that right, Cackle Sister? I thought so. What's it going to be, girls? Well, I don't know about this. It could be most anything. But this time, it's the Cackle Sisters yodeling about a Shanghai rooster. Figure that one out.
What makes a Shanghai crow at the break of day? What makes a Shanghai crow at the break of day? Let the dominator hen know the headman is on his way. The Shanghai says that the dominator hen can lie. Oh, the Shanghai says that the dominator hen can lie. Said she loved no one but me, but I caught her with another Shanghai. Said she loved no one but me, but I caught her with another, I caught her with another Shanghai.
To China I will go, yeah. Does a Chinese chicken have a pigtail a man can hang on to? There could be no better way of knowing your little hen was true. I've been searching, searching for someone I could trust. I'll just keep on searching, I'll find her yet or bust. I'll keep looking, hoping, always trusting, and asking every day. Does a Chinese chicken have a pigtail? If so, send one my way. Don't be home. 走一红梅吧 Come on. Does a Chinese chicken have a pigtail? That's what I'd like to know. If a Chinese chicken has a pigtail, to China I will go. Yeah. Does a Chinese chicken have a pigtail? A man can hang on to. There could be no better way of knowing your little hen was true. I've been searching, searching for someone I could trust. I'll just keep on searching. I'll find her yet or bust. I'll keep on looking, hoping, always trusting, and asking every day. Does a Chinese chicken have a pigtail? If so, send one my way. Does a Chinese chicken have a pigtail? If so, send one my way. So be on. So be on.
The Boston Typewriter Orchestra. Right, the Boston Typewriter Orchestra. It's called Pyramid Scheme. There is a documentary, apparently, on the composer Raymond Scott, who has been a favorite on this show and of mine for a long time. If you don't know who Raymond Scott is, then look him up. Most of the Warner Brothers cartoon themes, or many of them, were purchased from Raymond Scott and used by Carl Stalling in the 1930s, 40s, 50s Warner Brothers cartoons. This is, so in honor of this, and it's showing actually, this documentary is showing at the Silent Movie Theater here in L.A. on Thursday. I'm going to try to get tickets to that if it's not sold out yet. This is an album of Raymond Scott songs re-recorded digitally, because everything that Scott did was with his orchestra and sextet were all recorded in the 30s, 40s. Well, he had music after that, too. He ended up writing music for commercials and such. There is a Dutch band called the Bohunks, which I have played before. This is a recording of Raymond Scott actually directing his band to play a certain song, at least for the benefit of an audience. And then it kind of segues into the Bohunks actually playing this recorded digitally. It's War Dance for Wooden Indians by Raymond Scott.
Hello, Mr. Scott. The quintet is waiting up in Studio 3.
Hello, boys.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Say, I've just heard a marvelous legend. It's about a big warehouse out in Oklahoma, and it's filled with those wooden Indians, the kind that we used to see in front of cigar stores. Twice a year at midnight, they come to life and go into one of their very ceremonial war dances. And I think that's a swell idea for a quintet piece.
Where'd you hear that one, Harry?
Oh, I made it up. I'll call it War Dance for Wooden Indians. Russ, play this trill so it sounds like a war whoop. Dave, you play this trill. Pete, can you play this tremolo? Johnny, play two beats in measure on the tom-toms. That's swell. Let's try this introduction. Johnny, you start first, and we'll all come in. Now I need some kind of melody. It ought to be choppy, wooden Indian style. Pete, try this. Not bad. Louis, the bass notes will be something like this. Louis, when we get to something that sounds like a chorus, you play that. Let's all try it now as far as we have and see how the composition sounds. One, two.
Raymond Scott's incredible. He was incredible. He's an inspiration for many, many people, as diverse as who? Mark Mothersbaugh, for one, who worships him, a guy from Devo. Let me do a back announce. And I used to do this thing where I did readings sometime during the show, and I've got this great book called Eyewitness to the American West, and the subtitle of it, I'll do the back announce here in a second. The subtitle of this fascinating book, which was published, when was it? 1998. Not that long ago. Well, over 10 years ago, but Eyewitness to the American West, from the Aztec Empire to the Digital Frontier in the words of those who saw it happen, which fascinates me, any firsthand account of anything, especially the first person to see something, experience something, whatever, and be able to put it into words, something interests me. However, the back announce, since the top of the hour was Billy Strange with Star Trek or Star Trek theme or something, Timmy Rogers, I Love You, I Love You, I Love You. Not, I don't love Timmy Rogers. That was the name of the song. The Peels with Juanita Banana. That can't have been their names. A couple of poems by Paul Kimball set to music, which I ended up liking. They sound very beatnik, Paul. Flood and New Frontier. Bora Minovich and his harmonica orchestra did Caravan. And then Takeshi Terauchi did the same song, Caravan. Then Toreador. The Yara family. From Okinawa, I believe, in the 1960s with Gogo Chimbora. A lot of songs on that album, I think it's called Ryuku Rare Groove, are very disorienting. They were listening to music that the servicemen were bringing over in the occupation of Japan and later, and then interpreting that in kind of the way that they wanted. Interesting stuff. After that, we had the Gaylords with Witch Doctor in Italian. Spencer Spencer, Berlin Top 40. I hadn't heard that one before. I just loaded that a few days ago. Nancy Sitt, Shaking All Over. The Cackle Sisters, the Zurich Sisters, also known as the Cackle Sisters. As in cackling chickens, I guess. Shanghai Rooster, Nervous Norvis. Does a Chinese chicken have a pigtail? Nora Keys, Look at You, You're Ugly. Yeah, I know, I play that a lot. The Boston Typewriter Orchestra with Pyramid Scheme, and then War Dance for Wooden Indians. I don't think I played anything in between those, did I? No, I don't. I didn't. War Dance for Wooden Indians was Raymond Scott, as interpreted by the Bohunks, a Dutch band. And I think I'll play more of that Raymond Scott while I read this bit. This is there's a lot of fascinating things in this book. Wait, Powerhouse. Everybody knows this song. In fact, I didn't play it just because everybody knows it. You know this one. You'll know in a second here. Or maybe you won't. The Powerhouse part comes a little later. I'm not going to ruin it. Book. Turn it down a little bit. Interpretations of Aztec eyewitnesses about the return of Quetzalcoatl from 1519. A report from Hernando Cortez this is a list of some of the things. A report from Hernando Cortez to the Spanish crown called the Aztec Metropolis. A report on the Pueblo Uprising, which is the only successful Indian revolt in the history of the United States, which happened in the 1600s, 1690, no, 1680. But the Spanish were driven out for about 10 years. All the Indians rose up and fought the Spanish on the same exact day. They organized a... there's a part everybody knows. Organized an Indian uprising all on the same day at exactly the same time and drove the Spanish devils out for about a decade before they came back with reinforcements and retook the New Mexico area. 1906 earthquake and fire and aftermath by somebody who was actually there. Huh. Great Land Rush in Oklahoma in 1889. A Sioux Indian talks about the ghost dance. Incredible stuff. But this time, one thing that really fascinated me, Philo Farnsworth, the inventor, or one of the inventors of television. But people don't realize a lot of times how early this happened. This is a piece written by his sister, Emma Farnsworth. There's an intro. Basic electricity was still a novelty in rural America when Idaho farm boy Philo Farnsworth began to conduct home experiments based on plans he found in hobbyist magazines. The idea that fascinated him most was television, his sister Agnes recalled. Walking up and down the long beet rows in Idaho, thinning beets, he would dream about all these things we were going to have. First was an inside bathroom. Then he told us we would sit in our home and talk on the telephone and see people we were talking to. This is in the teens, not even 1920 yet. He said we were going to see people from as far away as Salt Lake, maybe further. Oh boy, he didn't call it television at that time. It was just something he would be able to, where we would be able to see people at a great distance. A primitive form of television had been patented in 1884, but it had many limitations. Modern television became possible with the invention in 1897 of the cathode ray tube, which can aim a beam of electrons at a fluorescent screen to produce an image. Farnsworth, reading only about theories for using the tube, began to develop his own. Oh, this is his wife. Eyewitness Emma Farnsworth was Philo's wife. Her account comes from Jeff Kisselhoff's oral history of television called The Box. Now I've got to get that book. Phil had read about mechanical television, but he felt that the mechanical discs were not only clumsy but possibly dangerous to operate at the speeds they'd have to be run. He figured he could train electrons to do just what the mechanical system was doing. That was just after World War I when he was 13. The summer after he turned 14, oh my God, 1922, he was on a heroin. He had a vision about television. He read that you could manipulate electrons in a vacuum and had been thinking about how to make these electrons cover a picture. At one point, he turned and saw all the fine lines on the field he had gone over with the harrow, and he said to himself, I can just magnetically deflect those electrons across the screen the same way you'd plow a field, line after line. That's the way he did it, and that's the way it's done today. Well, until recently. When Philo was 15, he explained his theories about television to his science teacher and drew him a picture of his image dissector camera tube. His science teacher told him, I don't understand what you told me, but I'm sure if you keep working on it, you'll get it. Eventually, Phil Farnsworth lost contact with his science teacher, Mr. Tolman. In 1936, during the patent interference with RCA, our patent attorney found Mr. Tolman in Salt Lake. He went out to take his deposition, and Mr. Tolman was able to describe what Philo had drawn for him. It proved to RCA that Phil had made this invention at that time. He had very deep blue eyes with a twinkle in them. He was charming, but I was only a sophomore in high school. He'd been going with a young lady, and I guess he was talking to her about marriage, but when he told her about his ideas for television, she said, I would never marry a dreamer. The man I marry has to be going somewhere. That turned him off cold about revealing his plans. He was even more careful about what he would say to me about television. Then one day we went on a horseback ride up Provo Canyon to a place called Bridal Veil Falls. We came over a high cliff, and there was a huge rock in the center that parted the stream in two and created misty falls that resembled a bridal veil. It was really, really actually very romantic. When he first told me it was a fairy tale, I had a hard time understanding it, but I had such faith in Phil that if he said he could fly to the moon, I would have believed him. He talked a lot about what television would do. He foresaw everything that was going to happen. He saw that television would allow people to learn about each other. He felt that if you could learn how other people live, world problems would be settled around the conference table instead of bloody battlefields. Oh, dear. He thought that everyone in the world could be educated through television. It could also be used for entertainment and sporting and news events. This is in the 1920s. I remember asking him, how are you going to get the signal over the ocean? He said, we'll get it there. We'll have to replay it with captive balloons, which is the same concept as a space satellite. In San Francisco, my brother Cliff came to live with us. He took a lesson in glass blowing from the head of the glass blowing department at UC Berkeley. Very quickly, he could do things that no one else had done before, and it was Cliff who made the first workable television tubes. Phil was doing a lot of experiments on a dining room table. When George and Les, whoever those are, would bring in friends to see, he would shut the blinds. When they'd go, he would open the blinds. That was during Prohibition, and it looked very suspicious because one day, two very large policemen came to the door. One of them said, we have a report that you're operating a still here. I said, just a minute, I'll go get my husband. George had been in the back winding deflection coils and his hands covered with shellac. He beat a retreat out the back door because he didn't want to be caught in that situation. But two more big policemen came in and said, "Oh, no, you don't, buddy." Phil invited them in, explained what we were doing. Then the ones who came in from the front called the ones in back and said, "It's okay. They don't have a still. It's something they crazy they called vision or something." Very few people thought Phil could do it. He spoke to the heads of the electrical departments at Berkeley and Stanford. He both gave him the same advice he was given at BYU. "You're just attempting the impossible." Well, he knew he could do it, so he didn't listen to them. But Phil needed help so badly, I learned to do a lot of things. They taught me how to use the precision welder. I made components to go in the tubes. I did his drawings from his books and in his books from his sketches. There were tense moments, but Phil's attitude was, "Well, if one way doesn't work, I'll invent a way around it," and that's what he did. On August 30th, 1927, he got a fuzzy image of a horizontal line. Or so he thought. He was afraid it was just interference, so he took it all apart and tried again on September 7th, 1927. That morning, we went over to the lab around 8 as usual. Phil said, "Well, you go in and finish making drawings of the sketches I left on my desk, and we'll call when we're ready." They did. Cliff was in the next room at the transmitter with a picture of a line on a slide. Phil called him and said, "Turn it at right angles, Cliff." They could see the line move, so they knew they had it. There was stunned silence in the room for a little bit because we couldn't believe what we were seeing. We were all exhilarated. Phil was outwardly fairly calm, but he was also very, very excited. There was no celebration. It was just get back to work. We need a two-dimensional picture before we can show the backer. They did one thing, though. Les Gorel used to come in and slap Phil in the back and say, "Hey, Phil, you got the damn thing to work yet?" So George and Phil concocted a wire to send to Les that said, "The damn thing works." One day we saw something that looked like smoke coming on the picture tube. It turned out that Cliff had tried to step in front of the viewing area, but the lights were too hot. Instead, he blew some smoke past the viewing area, and that was the first two-dimensional picture we saw. Then we started sending still pictures and cartoons. We had the first Mickey Mouse Disney film, Steamboat Willie. We also had short bits of film from Hollywood that we did experiments with. We made a loop of Mary Pickford combing her hair in Taming of the Shrew. She came to the lab, Mary Pickford. United Artists had gotten a little concerned about what television might do to their business. So Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, and Robert Fairbanks, who was Douglas's brother and business manager, and the producer, Joseph Schenck, all came to take a look. We had a good picture before then, but something happened. It wasn't nearly as good as it had been, so they went home not very worried. We didn't show the backers anything until 1928. By then, we were showing geometrical forms. One of the backers, a man by the name of George J. Fagan. Whenever he saw George Everson, he would say, "When are we going to see some money on Phil's gadget?" Oh, some money in Phil's gadget. So when they came in May of 1928, Phil was ready for him. That day, he called to Phil, "Farnsworth, when are we going to see that some money in this gadget?" As an answer, Phil put in a slide with a dollar sign on it and showed it to him on the television. That's the story. You're part of the story of how television was invented by Philo T. Farnsworth, at least partially. Oh, wow, it's a little after 10. I hope that was enjoyable to you. It certainly was to me. There's so many great stories in this book. Oh, there's one on the Navajo Code Talkers, Hollywood Blacklist, the beginning of Silicon Valley, the Wounded Knee Siege. Oh, my God. Something on Timothy McVeigh, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid robbed the Union Pacific by an eyewitness who actually saw them do it, or said he did. Anyway, Radio Mysterioso will be back next week from 8 to 10 p.m., so please come on back. I don't know if we'll have a guest or not. I can't remember anybody that said that they'd be on. Oh, well, maybe we'll finally bother Greg Little, author of a wonderful book called A Title I Can't Remember. People of the Web is one of them, and he has another one, but I can't remember the name. But anyway, they're like the step between John Keel and Jacques Vallée and Mac Tonys. It's halfway between and sort of to the side of that reasoning on the UFO and paranormal subject. Is there something here I loaded recently that I want to play? Oh, I found the entire Aleister Crowley recordings called The Great Beast Speaks online somewhere and downloaded that. That was nice. Very weird to hear his voice. You know what his voice sounds right like, right?
Dedicated to Henry Farman.
That's Aleister Crowley, the great beast.
In the year of the primal course, in the dawn of terrestrial birth, man mastered the mammoth and horse, and man was the lord of the earth. He made him an hollow skin from the heart of an holy tree. He compassed the earth therein.
And here's Crowley speaking in Enochian. Apparently an exhibit of Western occult art inspired and drawn by Western occultists such as Marjorie Cameron, Austin Osman Spare. I can't think of the others. Just closed at a gallery here in L.A. I hope they bring it back because I wasn't able to go see it. I only learned about it from Skylar Alfagren just a few days ago. So next week, maybe a guest. I will have visited the Mummy exhibit. The League of Western Fortean Intermediatists is planning a outing to the Mummy exhibit down at the Museum of Science, Natural History and Science Museum here in L.A. I guess they've just suddenly decided they've hit pay dirt with dead people. Last time they had the all the dead people, the dead Chinese people that were turned into plastic, cut into pieces and turned into plastic. So now they got mummies. Oh, okay. So since we are going to see Mummies List next week, let's play The Mummy by Bob McFadden and D-O-R. And we'll see you next week.
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie, Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh, well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie, Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like, help.